Welcome to another edition of Under Rocks, our podcast where you send WNIJ correspondents to explore all things weird, all things cool, all things interesting here in Northern Illinois. Send us your ideas for interesting places to explore or people to interview by emailing us at rocks@niu.edu. I'm Spencer Tritt, and this time I tag along with Dan Libman and Chris Fink for a day of ice fishing. This popular pastime is huge in the Midwest, but something we don't see as much here in Northern Illinois. So we packed up our gear and headed north across the border to Wisconsin, where our expert Chris Fink was waiting for us.
Okay, so Chris, tell me the name of the lake we're ice fishing at.
I'm not giving you the name of my stinking lake.
Don't you want to help your fellow fishermen?
No.
All right, well put. Can I say it's a lake, that it's that type of a body of water?
Yeah, it's a nice lake, 150 acres, southern Wisconsin, nice small lake.
It's WNIJ listening area. I'm looking out at the lake. It looks like there's some car tracks. I mean, there's no chance of people falling in.
No, we got a good 10 inches of ice. Those are ATV tracks and snowmobile tracks, but mostly people are on foot.
And it seems like there's a couple of houses out there, like little huts.
Yeah, portable shanties, yeah.
Hey, because Chris, it is sort of an act of faith to like walk out on a lake here. Like, how do you know you're not going to fall through and die?
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's do it, I guess. What kind of fish are underneath where I'm walking?
Well, let's see. We got all the game fish of Wisconsin in this lake. We got pike. We got bass, largemouth bass mostly. There's some walleye in here, not many. But we're mostly after panfish, crappies and bluegills and perch.
And they're called panfish because they're from Oklahoma?
No, because they're smaller.
And you can fry them in a pan?
Yes, you can.
Are they edible?
Delicious, yes.
Will you give us a recipe? Because how much do you estimate that we'll catch tonight, today?
You never know. That's why it's called fishing and not catching.
That's a good one.
I think we'll catch some.
All right. Let me just admit straight up that all my ice fishing knowledge comes from Prairie Home Companion. So how will this be different from what Pastor Ludafisk does at wherever?
More or less the same with a little more technology added in.
Let me introduce, your name's Mike?
Yes, sir.
And you've been fishing with Chris for how long? Are you guys fishing buddies?
Yes, we have been. We met, medically speaking, we met, that's how we met, but we've been fishing ever since that, about 15 years ago.
So you met, medically speaking, you met 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And so are you divining for water? How do you know the spot? I mean, you went right to this spot. How do you know this is a good spot to drill?
We've been here before.
Okay.
Experience.
And it has yielded a mighty crop of fish?
not a crop, but an occasional very nice one.
Oh, he's gone.
I live here.
Do you see a lot of people coming out?
I do.
Like, is this a busier season because of COVID? Do you think people are coming more?
No, it's just because this lake, the first lake that really, one of the first lakes that froze up.
Yeah. So if you knew any, like, secret spots out here on the lake, you wouldn't tell us.
I wouldn't tell you. Are you kidding?
Fair enough.
Nuts?
Can you describe this electronic machine that Chris Fink has set up?
Well, that's a Vexilar FL8, or FL28.
I think it's a 28, not an 8.
Yeah, it's a high-end fish finder, actually. Doesn't matter how much they cost, they all mark fish.
Yeah.
You don't want to fish in a hole where you don't see fish, because you're just wasting your time.
But doesn't it give the fishermen an unfair advantage to have a piece of electronic? I mean, the fish, they don't have an XL28 to figure out where you're at.
Well, if they're lucky, we'll throw them back. But no, you can see the fish. That doesn't mean they're going to bite. And that's the frustrating thing about looking at the fish finder.
Does that indicate that there's fish there?
Yeah, there was one in there. See that little green line right out the bottom? Yeah. See it separating?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a fish.
That's a fish?
Yeah, that's a small one. It's marking green, so that's probably something that's maybe 4 inches long. See how it's filling up?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of little fish
Let's
there.
Let's go get them. Oh. Fink, there's fish in the hole.
Yeah, we're going to get those in a second.
Okay. So usually a lot of times when you go ice fishing, you put tip-ups out before you start jigging, and then you have a chance of getting a game fish while you're jigging for the panfish. And this contraption here is the Arctic Fisherman Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. It's a classic tip-up. And you put a shiner on there and put it down in the ice, and then put the flag down, and when the flag goes up, that means there's a fish that took it.
All right, let's pause for a second there, because Chris just threw a lot of fishing lingo at us. The tip-up he's talking about looks like a miniature flagpole that's attached to a spring. The flag pops up and signals when the bait is taken. Jigging is the small up-and-down motion you make with your fishing pole so the bait moves. And shiners, those are the tiny, silvery fish that get used as bait. You don't want to be a shiner.
So Professor Fink is... do you go by Professor Fink when you're fishing?
Professor Fink, Dr. Fink, either one.
Dr. Fink is setting up what he called a tip-em-up. When that moves, you know you got the fish already on the line, or he's just down there?
Yeah, it means he's got the shiner in his mouth at that point.
And you got to run over here with the pan and just get him in there and the oil?
Something like that, yeah.
I asked Chris earlier if, like in regular fishing, you have to be quiet, but he says that the ice muffles the sound. The fish will not be learning something new every day. But so I just want our listeners to know that it's okay that I'm asking questions. So we just wanted to ask you guys, just how's the fishing going?
It's going good. This is my first time on the lake.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah, so I'm a student at Whitewater, and yeah, a lot of pike, a lot of panfish, a couple bass in the morning. But
where are you from originally?
Germantown, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. So you've already got, you said you got some fish today?
Oh yeah, just caught one.
They got nothing over there.
Nothing. That's tough. We're doing pretty good today.
Yeah. Can I ask you, is this your first time or as well out here?
This is my first time ice fishing ever. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So tell me about the experience. What do you think so far?
So far, pretty good. He's been teaching me how to do everything, kind of, so yeah.
What has surprised you about the experience?
How strong the fish are.
Really?
Yeah. I've never gone fishing before, so didn't know what to expect.
And you guys are out in that?
Yeah, in the tent right there.
Thing. And so what does that do for you? Because they don't have one. They're just out exposed.
Keeps us warm.
Yeah.
That's a Otter, I think it's a Vortex Lodge. It's insulated and we got a heater in there, so it's probably 70 degrees in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it seems like you got a method here too. You seem to have the whole space that's certain.
Yeah, so throughout the day, in the morning it was kind of all over. They were biting at different depths, but okay. Towards the afternoon our last three fish have been in shallow. So right now we're going to move some of the deeper ones and maybe focus more on the shallow line to see if that's where the fish are more concentrated.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you think you'll do it again? Is it so far so good?
Yes, I would definitely do it again. It's fun.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Good
no
luck.
Problem.
Hope you catch some. Or more.
Oh, here comes a fish.
Oh.
See him coming up?
Come on. No. Well, on the machine I do.
A lot of times you can't tell how big they are and they're really small.
Would you say ice fishing is more of a Wisconsin thing than an Illinois thing? Is there a reason why? I don't really see stuff like this in Illinois.
Well, you don't have as many lakes in
you
Illinois.
You said we.
We have more lakes in Wisconsin than you folks down in Illinois.
All right.
One of the few ways that Wisconsin is a superior place to reside.
Okay. Do you think there's some sense of relief, like when you catch the fish, like for the first second, they're thinking like, oh God, I'm getting out of the cold water.
I think they might say, wow, a new world. It's like going to space. Imagine how our ancestors felt.
When they went into space.
When they climbed out of the brine on their bellies.
Right.
And then we stayed up here for a reason.
That's right, we got out of the water. And we're really just trying to do our best to get everything else out of the water.
These are our relatives down there.
Yeah.
Ancient relatives.
And so you wanted to give people the address of the lake so that people will come and fish this thing out as much as possible? Was that?
No, I want people to stay home and listen to public radio.
What are those people doing?
With the auger, but he's got a gas auger.
Total copycats. Look at that. You show up here with an auger and then everybody else is like,
augering.
A special thanks to Chris Fink, Dan Libman, Jared Ortega, and everyone who spent the afternoon jigging at the beautiful lake in the wonderful town of Wisconsin. Are you ready to give up your secret location of your fishing hole? Or just have an idea for another episode of Under Rocks? Let us know about your favorite hidden treasures in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Email us at rocks@niu.edu. And please subscribe to the Under Rocks podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Spencer Tritt, and Under Rocks is produced by WNIJ at Northern Illinois University.